The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to His kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There has to be a need for what I am asking for, right? And this is where we have to ask ourselves, right? That do we need the Imam of our time? There are three components that if we can target all three components, right, and work on them diligently, then the need will develop automatically in that particular area. And the first area is in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is in our relationship with His creation. And the third is in our relationship with ourselves. You find that this three-pronged relationship like appears in a lot of places. But it's also in the development of these three areas that you will develop a need. We will develop a need for the Imam of our time. So let's look at the first one. The first one is a bit not complicated, it's a bit philosophical to understand, and that is in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Divine wisdom, focus with me, divine wisdom necessitates that there must be someone present at all times to make sure that guidance, teaching, and leadership is provided. Yeah? Divine wisdom necessitates that. This is how we prove prophethood. This is how we prove imamat, right? In theology, if you look at it from an intellectual perspective, you never prove imamat to somebody who hasn't established the concept of tawheed. Yeah? And if you've established the concept of tawheed first and foremost, then when you trickle down from that this God has to be wise. And in that wisdom, this God has to provide us with leaders and teachers who will show us what He expects from us. Otherwise, He's not that wise, right? And so divine wisdom necessitates that there has to be at all times a guide or a leader present to guide and lead the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This doesn't end with prophets, right? We can understand that for prophets, but it doesn't end with prophet. It must continue till the end. We have this very beautiful hadith from a person by the narration from Ahmad bin Ishaq bin Sa'id al-Ash'ari. He says that I entered into the presence of Imam al-Askari alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Salli ala. And then wa ali Muhammad. He says that ana uridu an as'aluhu anil khalf an al khalafi min ba'di. I wanted to ask him about who will be after him. Yeah? Because he believes into the 11th Imam, he believed that there would be a 12th Imam. This is something that has been proclaimed from the Prophet, that there will be 12 leaders, right? And so he said, I wanted to ask him who would be after him. And he said, before I even said anything to him, فَقَالَ لِي مُبْتَدِئًا, before I even asked him this question, the Imam says, Ya Ahmad, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لَمْ يُخَلِّ الْأَرْضِ مُنْذُ خَلَقَ آدَمْ وَلَا يُخَلِّيهَا إِلَىٰ أَن تَقُومَ السَّاعَ مِنْ حُجَّةِ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ خَلْقِ. He says that, O Ahmad, from the time that Allah has created Adam till the end of time, Allah has not left this earth or will not leave this earth without there being a proof of His to guide people. Yeah? From the time of the first creation, who was the first guide, till the last creation, there will have to be, if there were two people left in this world, one of them would have to be the Hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, those people would have argument to God that you left us without guidance. No, the guidance has to be there. And then the Imam alayhi salam continues, and this is really important. This is highlighting what we are trying to reach. He says, "Bihi, by this hujjah, yeah, by this representative of God, bihi yadfa'ul bala an ahlil ard. It is due to the presence of this proof of God that difficulties are lessened for the people of the earth. Wa bihi yunazzilul ghayth. And it is because of this individual that the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets showered upon his creation. Wa bihi yukhriju barakatil ard. And it is through and because of that individual that the blessings of God are there for everyone to enjoy in this world. Understand that. Let's pause there. Let's finish this hadith, because the hadith is beautiful. But it's this point that's important. Yeah, that bihi, bihi, bihi. It is by him, because of him, that these things are happening to us in this world. But the Imam continues, فَقُلْتُهُ. That Ahmad bin Ishaq says to him, فَقُلْتُ لَهُ يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ فَمَنِ الْإِمَامُ وَالْخَلِيفَةُ بَعْدَكَ. He says that who will be the Imam after you? Yeah, who will be the Khalifa after you? He's talking to the 11th Imam here, right? He says, فَنَهَذَا عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ مُسْرِعًا. He says that he left my presence in a hurry. فَدَخَلَ الْبَيْتِ ثُمَّ خَرَجَ. And he entered his house and he came back out. وَعَلَىٰ آتِقِهِ غُلَامٌ كَأَنَّ وَجْهُهُ الْقَمَرُ لَيْلَةِ الْبَدْرِ. Yeah? And he came and by his side was a young boy of no more than ثَلَاثَ سِنِينَ, no more than 3 years, whose face shone like a full moon, he says. فَقَالَ يَا أَحْمَدْ بِنْ إِسْحَاقِ لَوْلَا كَرَامَتُكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَعَلَى هُجَجِهِ مَا أَرَضْتُ عَلَيْكَ إِبْنَ هَذَا. He says that, oh Ahmad, if it were not for your position, yeah, your blessed position with Allah and the proofs of Allah, I would not have shown you my son who is the next Imam. But to go back to that first point, yeah, the first point, it says what? That it is because of the presence of this hujjah that the barakat of this earth are there for the people. It is because of the presence of a hujjah who has to be there, who has to be there, that the ghayth of Allah, the blessings of Allah are constant upon his creation. What is being described to here, yeah, what is being described here is part of a divine order. Yeah, understand this. This is an important theological point. That what is being described here is a vertical order of wilaya, a hierarchy that has to be there. Yeah, it has to be there and it cannot be changed. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set things up. That due to the presence of certain people, yeah, this is, you know, wilaya comes in a vertical order and it comes in a horizontal order. When you look at the vertical order of wilaya, it is unchanging. We have no authority on that. This is declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It starts with God and he has created a system from which the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually reach us. In that is the hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, he is there. And what that means is that the position of the Imam is a necessity. I'm not mincing my words here. It's a necessity. It is a need. Yeah, and this need is fulfilled whether we accept it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not. This need of the Imam alayhi salam being there is necessity. It is necessary that he is there, and without his presence, life would cease to exist. Yeah? This is not hyperbole, right? This is not independent of Allah to say that, oh, are you saying that the Imam is the one who gives life? No. If air, if oxygen was not present, would there be life? There would be no life. Are we saying oxygen is a god? Yeah? No, right? Because we have accepted that oxygen is a necessity. We have accepted that food is a necessity. We have accepted that water is a necessity. And if these things were not present, life would not exist. Amongst those things that are necessary is the hujjah of our time. But the way that this need is actualized is through becoming needy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.